Welcome back to Inside on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Veronica Hernandez doesn't focus on barriers. She concentrates on the job at hand with passion and determination that led to breaking through a milestone in baseball. Veronica was named general manager of the Modesto Nuts minor league baseball organization, becoming not only the first Latina GM in the team's history, but also the first in minor league baseball. She's just the latest in a growing team of women across the country who are swinging for the fences to shatter baseball's glass ceiling. Hernandez joins us now to talk about this major milestone and how she and other women are stepping up to the plate to change the face of America's pastime. Veronica, welcome to Insight. Congratulations.
Thank you, Vicky, and thank you for the invitation.
Of course. Your journey is not what most people would expect. You're from the East Coast, and I learned that you found actually baseball boring as a child and didn't play either baseball or softball growing up. I played softball for 10 years. So what led to you pursuing a career in minor league baseball?
Luck is how I came to see it. It's just a timing situation. When I was looking for jobs in sports, that's what I wanted to do, is I wanted to work in the sport industry. I wasn't really specific on what sport, and it just never seemed to land on baseball up until the point in time that I was actually applying for roles in the sport industry. It was February. Those working in baseball know that that's primary hiring season for anyone working in baseball. And that was probably all the positions that were posted at that time were baseball. So I got my start in that direction. And then it's just been a snowball since then.
So maybe, you know, it was a simmer to a boil when it came to baseball. But where did your love of sports come from?
Just an active child overall, I would say. I know growing up, I was watching sports with my godfather and things of that nature, but it's more so active. You know, I always wanted to be outside. I always wanted to be running around doing something, regardless if it was rollerblading or playing soccer or just playing around with friends. Like, I was just that very much outdoorsy type of kid that wanted to stay active.
You joined the Modesto Nuts back in 2018 as the team's director of marketing, and you were the ball club's assistant general manager. Now you're making minor league baseball history. What does this mean to you?
It's a huge honor. I mean, I think it's a little still in shock. The promotion was back in May, but right now I'm focusing on my organization's success, not the overall encompassing of like what this position means specifically for me personally. So a little bit of shock that comes with it, and I still need to kind of process it. Hopefully I'll have time for that in the off season.
You were one of several women and women of color that are changing what historically has been a male-dominated industry. What do you think this signals for minor league baseball?
A lot of growth. I mean, creativity and out-of-the-box thinking, having more different minds to the table can just be positive, especially the sense of how you view a situation, no matter if that's creative in promotions or operations or things of that nature. There's definitely a different angle of seeing things.
Given that you're originally from Connecticut, moving from one coast to the other can definitely be a culture shift, but you now live in Modesto. And as the director of marketing for the Modesto Nuts, I mean, you really made an effort to connect with this community in the Central Valley. What do you love most about Modesto, and what have you learned from Modesto?
To be honest, once I arrived in Modesto, I completely fell in love. I came immediately prior. I came from the high desert. So a Connecticut girl going into the high desert, just it didn't fit in very, very well. But then I came out here and it was green. And even though they still call the Central Valley a desert, it wasn't comparatively to actually the high desert. So I immediately fell in love with the greenery and the agriculture out here. And, you know, the camaraderie amongst the community, it was almost immediate. And I think that was probably one of the easiest parts, is I go to one meeting and I express that I want to learn so much about the community. And the community itself was like, oh, you should go to this meeting, that meeting, and meet this person or that person. So it was all a very, very helping hand that the community is in together for. And that's what I probably just love the most. I see it time and time again with downtown festivals or different events popping up, is that this community does want growth.
Yeah. Given that just in recent years, last couple or so, you know, what has traditionally been a male-dominated sport, but you're part of this growing movement of women that are shattering, you know, that proverbial glass ceiling. Last year, Kim Ng became the first female general manager in Major League history. Rachel Balcovec became the first woman manager of a Major League-affiliated team. And Alyssa Nacken is actually a Woodland native, so here from Northern California, Sac State grad, became the first woman to coach on the field for a major league game. What does it feel like to be part of this movement? Do you see yourself as part of something bigger?
Like I mentioned before, not right now. The more like these situations that come up, it kind of just shines a light on that situation. The more that I'm recognized just randomly on the street, or, you know, people coming to the ballpark specifically just because of me, like I'm just utterly shocked. I had a couple fans come up and they're like, oh, I just had to meet you. And it's just kind of like a step back of like, oh, you're here for me. You're not here for the game or for entertainment. You just, you know, shot your shot, because it's not like I'm everywhere all the time to be easily found. So running into people that, you know, come out to just see me is an honor and an awe, to be honest with you.
I think it shows the power of seeing someone that looks like you, and that opening up possibilities and opening up doors that you thought were closed before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Little girls I've spoke to that kind of see a new future for themselves, which is eye opening. You know, I've never had that focus of seeing someone that might not look like me in a position. I've never kind of had that door closed in my face, but the perception of most is they just don't see themselves in positions because they haven't seen someone like themselves in that position. So it's just amazing to be in this position and opening up the eyes to the younger generation.
When you first started this journey in sports and working in minor league baseball, did you envision this moment of becoming a general manager of a minor league baseball team?
No, to be honest with you, I think, you know, your plan in life changes. And I feel like speaking to a lot of adults, that's a very, you know, everyone kind of agrees and sees that. And I remember, you know, being in high school and knowing like, hey, my goal is to work in sport marketing. You know, my goal one day would be to lead my own department for a sports team, which I did. I received that back in 2018 when I landed the position as director of marketing and promotions. And I remember a month later, one of our partners was like, okay, cool, what's next? And I was like, I didn't think that far into my life. I thought it was going to take a lot longer to get to that point. So, you know, always having that plan in place of moving forward, you know, being to me, again, active kid, very competitive that nature, I want to be the best. Back then, as a director of marketing promotions, I wanted to be the best, not only in the California League, but also in minor league baseball. And, you know, are we there yet as an organization? No, but we're growing, and we've grown a lot within the last few years that I'm excited to say. And our future is just endless possibilities. So I'm definitely excited for it.
Yeah, you've said that you haven't really sat with this accomplishment in terms of what it means to you, which really demonstrates your humility. And it's probably why you got the job, because you're thinking about the team. Now that you're general manager, what are some of the biggest goals for yourself and the organization? Because you just said it's not where you would like it to be.
Mm-hmm. I think the first step that I'm working on is internal. One of the biggest things in minor league baseball is just the consistent promotion of different staff members. And that doesn't mean, you know, vertically, it means diagonally, meaning we lose, you know, a lot of front office. So I want to try and help that retention, because as an organization, we're not going to grow quickly unless we have the same people that understand, hey, these were last year's problems and this is how we're going to fix them and attack them, you know, this upcoming season or this upcoming homestand, whatever it is having that retention here internally. So that's going to be one of my biggest goals. I never want to close the door to any of my staff members. If they have a better opportunity elsewhere, you know, I do want to encourage them and support them in that path of life. But I also want to make it a little bit difficult for them to say goodbye.
Finally, what did your family say?
You know, I think they're in shock too. When I started off in the sport industry, they never really understood what I did. You know, any role that I had with any of the teams that I worked for, they were like, yeah, you know, she's working somewhere out in Arkansas or out in Southern California, or, you know, she's doing something. I don't know what it is. But I feel like finally, when I got to this specific position, they finally understood the scope of it. And honestly, it's an honor to make them proud, because especially my parents, they've worked so hard for, you know, throughout my childhood, for us to have what we received growing up. And I'm excited to make them proud.
Yeah. And you're continuing that tradition. Veronica, congratulations. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Veronica Hernandez is the general manager of the Modesto Nuts, the first Latina GM in minor league baseball, sharing with us how she and other women are reshaping the future of baseball. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Nick Dobis and Victor Corral Martinez, with managing editor Arm Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Megan Minata. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our engineer is Antonio Munez. Joe Barr is Cap Radio's chief content officer. And I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.